何撒那。
He who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Yeah, so I'm the only one that brought a palm broom.
难道我是唯一的一个就是带了这个棕树枝来的？
I tried to get my wife to bring one too, but she was a little bit embarrassed. So.
我想让我温师母也拿一支棕树枝，但是有点不好意思。
But we should never be embarrassed to praise the Lord, right?
我们永远不会说因为去赞美我们的神觉得不好意思，对不对
？Palm Sunday. This is why we call it Palm Sunday, because when Jesus was riding a donkey into Jerusalem, they were shouting Hosanna and waving their palm branches.
为什么我们要说今天是棕树主日呢？棕枝主日呢？因为当主耶稣骑着驴进到耶路撒冷的时候，大家就挥着这个棕树枝说何塞纳。
And so, when we were missionaries in Freeport, Grand Bahama, there was a lady in our church that on Palm Sunday would always bring her palm branch.
所以呢，那时候我们在这个巴哈马那边的去做宣教士的时候，每次个棕枝主日就总有一位姐妹。他到这个棕枝主日的时候，就带着这个棕树枝来了。
You see, they didn't have staples and places they could go to buy big pieces of poster board and make a sign, so they used what they had. They waved their praises.
所以不一定有棕树枝，有时候可以拿这个做个大的这个招牌，然后说，这个棕枝主日。
So today we sang songs of his crucifixion, and we read scripture about Jesus being crucified and on the cross in Psalm 22, but today is a day of victory and joy.
所以刚才我们就是念的圣诗里边是主耶稣在十字架上被那个所受的苦是诗篇二十二篇，那我们也唱的圣诗也是跟这个有关的，但是其实今天是一个庆典的日子。
A little boy was sick on Palm Sunday and he stayed home from church with his mother.
然后有一个小男孩呢，他在这个棕枝主日他生病了，所以他就待在跟妈妈待在家里。
His father came home from church carrying one of these, a palm branch.
所以他爸爸从教会回来就手里拿了一个棕树枝。
So he asked his father, he said, Father, why do you have that branch?
他说爸爸，你为什么手里拿个棕树枝呢？
Father said, well,Today was Palm Sunday, and so in the church they gave us all a palm branch.
他爸爸就说今天是棕枝主日，所以教会就给我们每个人一个棕树枝。
And he said, because it's Palm Sunday, and this is the Sunday that Jesus was riding into Jerusalem.
他因为棕枝主日就是主耶稣骑着驴去进到耶路撒冷的日子。
And the little boy said, oh, he was so disappointed. He said, the one Sunday that I'm sick.Jesus comes.
他说这个小男孩说，小男孩就非常失望的说，哎呀，他说我就错过了这一个星主日，竟然就是主耶稣来的主日。
Well, Jesus is here every Sunday if we bring him with us in our hearts.
如果我们让主耶稣住在我们的心里，那主耶稣每个主日每天都和我们同在。
Jesus is with me on Monday too if I bring him with me in my heart.
如果主耶稣在我们的心里边，那周一主耶稣也跟我们同在。
I'm so glad I don't have to wait till Sunday comes to see Jesus.
所以我很高兴，我不需要等到主日、终之主日，我才能看到主耶稣来。
This morning, as many of you know, today is Palm Sunday, so the day is taken from the Gospels, and a whole crowd of people came to throw a parade for Jesus.
所以我们今天都知道是棕枝主日，在这一天呢，就很多人来，就是来欢迎主耶稣进到圣城里。
So that's where we call. That's why we call it Palm Sunday.
所以这就是为什么把这个主日称为棕枝主日的原因。
A time of celebration and praise to Jesus.
这是一个庆祝的日子，也是向主耶稣赞美的日子。
This week, Jesus was hailed as the greatest person that ever lived.
主耶稣在这一天呢，被宣称为被大家尊荣为最伟大的人。
Five days later, he was crucified.
但是，仅仅五天之后，他就被钉在十字架上。
It's amazing how quickly people can change.
人可以如此快的转变，是不是很令人震惊
？I've noticed it over the years that so often people can change so quickly.
那我这么人生中就发现，其实人是很易变的。
Isn't it amazing how quickly we can change?
这我们就可以看到，人真的是令人震惊，人可以多么快的改变。
But I pray this morning that Jesus will put something in our hearts that we will be faithful and we'll be true in the hard times as well as the times of a great parade.
所以今天我的祷告就是说， 主耶稣可以感动我们的心，所以我们不管是在很好很平顺的时候，还是在艰难的时候，我们都会主耶稣信实，对他忠实。
Jesus was riding a donkey into town.
主耶稣呢就骑着驴进了城。
I don't know if you've ever been around donkeys very much.
所以我不知道大家有没有对驴子熟悉不熟悉。
A donkey is a very interesting animal.
驴呢是很有趣的生物。
A donkey is not like a horse. A donkey has got some very different characteristics from a horse.
那个驴跟马是很不同的，它有一些很特别的一些特征。
One thing we know about donkeys is that they're stubborn.
第一个呢，驴是很倔的。
Sometimes the donkey will not do what his master wants him to do.
有时候这个主人指挥这个驴做什么，这个驴是不做的。
But a donkey is an animal that my father would said was very sure-footed.
那驴呢，就是我爸爸称为它是一个很这个脚是很确定的，这蹄子很确定。
If you're riding a horse, a horse might step in a hole and stumble and fall and hurt the rider, but a donkey will never step in a hole.
他说，如果你骑马的时候，有时候那个路上，比如那个石头是中间有这个洞，有这个缝隙，那马呢可能就脚马的蹄子就会就是陷到里边，然后就把这个骑马的人给摔倒了，给扔出去了。但是这个驴子绝对不会说骑到那个洞里边的，那个脚会踏到那个洞里的。
Many years ago, between my wife, my freshman year and my sophomore year at Hope Sound Bible College, my wife and I, in the summertime, we took a missionary trip to Jamaica.
然后在我大学一年级跟二年级之间的暑假呢，我们就是在那个就是夏令营的时候，我们就去牙买加去宣教。
Five of us missionary fellows got together one day, and we said we wanted to climb Blue Mountain, the famous mountain in Jamaica.
所以我们五个人呢就聚在一起，我们就决定说我们要去爬那个蓝山，是那个牙买加很出名的山。
So, yeah, Blue Mountain Coffee, that's where it comes from.
就是你在有时候看到那个蓝山咖啡，就是从那儿来的。
Well, and so in one afternoon we got in a car and we drove as far as we could up the mountain.
所以那个下午呢，我们就开车，开了那个车能开到那个路所能开到的地方，最高的地方。
The object of the trip was to get up on top of Blue Mountain before the sunrise, so you could see the sunrise from the top of the mountain.
他们是晚上去开的，他们是开到那个车上，他们要去山顶上去看日出。
So we slept overnight in a little cottage about halfway up the mountain.
所以我们在半山腰上在那儿住了一晚上。
And the next morning, we had three donkeys and one horse and five people.
所以第二天早晨呢，我们有三头驴、一匹马，还有五个人。
And so one would have to walk for a while, then we would change, but whenever we changed, I always wanted to ride the donkey.
所以当我们就是因为有只有四口牲口嘛，那我们有五个人，所以大家有一个人就得走一会儿，然后再这样轮换。然后当我要是比如说该我去换从走再去换的时候，我总是想要去骑驴。
Because I remembered the words of my father that a donkey is very sure-footed.
然后我记得我爸爸说这个驴子的蹄是很稳固的。
And see, it had been raining a little bit, and we had some very steep paths that we had to climb up, and that poor horse would slip and fall, and sometimes even go down on its knees, but the donkeys, they never did. They just kept trotting on.
然后那个山路呢是一个爬坡的，这个可怜的这个马呢就一会儿就是蹄子又弯了，又摔倒了，又弄到旁边去，但这个驴它不会滑倒。
Got to be a point to this somewhere, right?
所以你有没有注意到这个经意是在哪里？我要讲的要点。
The point is this: that Jesus was riding a donkey, and he could trust the donkey not to fall.
所以耶稣呢，他骑在驴上，他可以就是确定这个驴是不会倒的，不会这样走着走着就摔倒了。
And this donkey was carrying the most famous person that had ever lived.
然后这个驴呢，他身上所驮的呢，就是这个人类历史上最伟大的、最出名的人。
I'm sure the little donkey didn't realize who he was carrying, but the fact of it is that sure-footed donkey Jesus was riding.
但是这个驴驹子他可能不知道他被其他的人是谁，但是他知道这个这个耶稣是最重要的人。
So we could trust the donkey to never fall while we're riding it, so we can put our trust in Jesus and be assured that he will never fail us.
所以呢，如果这个驴驹子都是说他的这个脚是不会失蹄的，那我们这更是可以就是信靠，就是骑在驴驹上的耶稣，他永远不会让我们跌倒，不会扶持着我们，不会让我们倒。
You ever wonder why the Son of God that he was riding such a humble animal and not a very beautiful horse?
为什么这个神子他是骑在这样的一个很卑微的一个驴上，而不是骑在高头大马上呢？
You see, a horse has the kind of stands for war and those soldiers, those Roman soldiers that ruled Judea at that time, they were riding horses and they were standing tall with all of their instruments of war.
所以呢，我们都知道这个马呢，其实象征的战争。那时候在罗，就是在那个犹大地来的这个罗马士兵，都是骑着高头大马，带着他们的武器。
But in the Old Testament prophet Zechariah, he's sitting looking into the future and he prophesied and he saw Jesus riding that donkey into Jerusalem many hundreds of years before Jesus came.
然后在旧约的先知撒加利亚，他在预言的时候，他已经看到了几百年以后呢，主耶稣他就是神的神子会骑着驴进到这个耶路撒冷城。
Just one of the many details of the Old Testament that told us that Jesus was coming.
所以呢，旧约里边有很多关于主耶稣来的预言，这个里边就是一个细节。
And so as it was that the prophet saw, now Jesus, according to prophecy, was riding the little donkey that had never, nobody ever had ridden this little donkey before. Jesus was the first one, just like the prophet said.
就像那个先知所预言的，在主耶稣之前没有这样的骑着驴驹子进到这个耶路撒冷的，他有在撒加利亚预言。
Riding a donkey is a symbol of humility.
所以呢，骑在驴驹上其实是一个谦卑的象征。
The humility of Jesus, yet he was riding, and he was also riding an animal that was considered the sign of humility.
所以呢，这个骑着驴驹子是一个象征，这个主耶，就是象征了，表现了主耶稣的谦卑。
Donkeys, what are they used for? Not a lot of people ride donkeys.
没有很多的人骑驴。
Many places in the world, they're still use donkeys, but they're for beast of burden to carry heavy loads.
在世界上很多地方，他们还在用驴子，但是这个驴呢，它不是骑，它是用来驮重的。
If you'd go to Haiti this morning, just a few miles from here, just a few hundred miles from here, if you go into the town, you'd see people leading their donkeys that are loaded down with their vegetables and their things for market. Beast of burden.
所以如果你就是去海地，其实海地的空间距离离我们这儿只有几百迈，那你如果去到他们的城镇上，你就看到很多人牵着驴子，这个驴子身上就驮着这个蔬菜呀，还有他们要到市场上去卖的东西。
On one occasion, I saw a donkey that got tired. Now, he didn't stumble and fall. He just got tired. He decided he had gone as far as he wanted to go, and he just laid down in the road, and there he lay resting.
然后呢，有一次我真的是见过一头驴，它就是它不是摔倒了啊，它就但是它觉得它已经太累了，它走够了，所以它就趴在那儿，它就不动了。
So the owner had a stick, and he went to the back of the donkey, and he was hitting that donkey with his stick, but the donkey just kind of moved his head around and looked at him, and he still lay, and he was resting. He was tired.
然后这个主人呢，就觉得就拿了一个棍子，就敲这个驴的屁股，让驴看看他，继续的卧在那儿休息。
A beast of burden.
所以它是一个负重的一个动物，负重的驴。
You see the symbolism here.
你看到
，Yeah, Jesus carrying the sins of the world. The burden of sin for the whole world, riding on a beast of burden.
所以呢，主耶稣其实到是为了把全世界这个把所有人的罪都背在他的身上，他也骑在一个负重的这样一个生物驴的身上，这是一个象征这样。
While the horse is a symbol of war, the donkey, a symbol of peace.
所以呢，马是呢，在那旧约里面它是象征的这个战争，但是驴呢，却是象征的和平。
And so it is. This morning, we look at the joy and the praise of waving our palm branches and praising Jesus and shouting Hosanna, He who comes in the name of the Lord.
所以今天早上我们看着大家是拿着这个棕树枝，很高兴的一个庆典，喊着说何塞纳，奉主名来的。
Yet on the other hand, with all of the joy, there had to have been sadness in the heart of Jesus.
但是呢，同时呢，虽然有这么多的好像周围很热闹、很喜乐，但是我想在主耶稣的心里边是有这个难过的。
You see, because all the shouts of He who comes in the name of the Lord, they thought He was going to deliver them politically from the Roman rule.
所以呢，这些在喊着说奉何塞纳奉主名来的这些人喊的，其实他们心里面想的是主耶稣可以把他们从罗马人的统治下拯救出来。
But those people that were shouting praises, they were also singing songs.
然后这些在赞美的这些人，其实当时也在唱这个圣诗，就是他们的诗篇。
The Bible doesn't tell us what psalm they were singing.But I was thinking about the psalm that we read this morning at the beginning of the service.
所以圣经上没有明显的指出来说他们唱的什么诗篇，但是我就想到了这个今天早上我们读的诗篇二十二篇，因为他们当时都会唱诗篇的。
If they were not singing it on this particular day, they had sung it in their synagogue worship.
即使他们没有说在这一天宗支主日唱，他们在他们的会堂里边，他们敬拜的时候，他们也会唱到诗篇二十二。
You remember the words as the psalm starts off, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
记不记得他说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？刚开始的时候。
Later on in the psalms, it talks about, "I'm not a man, I'm a worm."
他在后边又说，我不是人，我是虫。
It talks about the very fact that it's very clear after we on this side of the cross, looking back, we can see.The symbolism in Psalm 22 of Jesus being crucified on the cross.
所以我们作为就是已经在就是新约在十字架的另外一面，我们回头看，我们可以很清楚的看到这个诗篇二十二篇所代表的主耶稣被钉十字架的这样的一个图片画面。
And in the midst of the praise and the worship that Jesus was receiving, he was thinking, the reason they're praising me is because I've fed the multitude and I've healed the sick.
主耶稣当这些人在敬拜在赞美耶稣的时候，主耶稣其实知道这些人敬拜赞美他是因为呢主耶稣行了神迹，也喂饱了很多人。
And after all of the 350 references of Christ coming in the Old Testament predicting his coming, Jesus has to be sad realizing that they really still don't understand the meaning of his coming.
所以当即使旧约里有350处讲到主耶稣的这个第一次来，那主耶稣心里边也是挺难过，他知道这些人其实并不真正明白他来的意思。
Now it's easy for us here today looking back on what took place, and we can extrapolate from that the meaning of what Jesus come for.
所以我们作为已经就是回看历史，那我们从经发生的，我们很容易看到哦，主耶稣来的意义当时是怎么回事。
So I'm not degrading or demeaning those teachers of the law in the Old Testament that didn't truly understand what the Scripture was saying.
我并不是就是说贬低这些在旧约里边或者这些教师，他们并不理，他们没有真正明白主耶稣来的意义。
So there was sadness because Jesus knew what was coming in the next few days.
因为主耶稣他心里边知道未来几天要发生什么，所以在他的心里边应该是有这种难过的情绪的。
You know, today is not only Palm Sunday, but it's the first day of Holy Week.
你知道今天不单单是宗支主日，也是圣周的第一天。
What's going to happen on day two of Holy Week?
那在这个圣周的第二天会发生什么呢
？Jesus is going to express some anger.
主耶稣会展示他的这个愤怒。
So we have three emotions that are displayed here. We have the emotion of joy, we have the emotion of sadness, and we have the emotion of anger.
For the Holy Week,
yeah,
right? 所以在这个整个这个圣周里，我们看到的有三种不同的这种情绪的这种表现：喜乐、悲伤和愤怒。
What did Jesus do on the second day of Holy Week?
那圣周的第二天，主耶稣做了什么呢
The second day of Holy Week, he entered into the temple and he turned the tables of the money changers over, and he drove the cattle, the animals, out of the temple, and he said, "You've made my father's house a house of business."
所以主耶稣第二天呢，他就进到了圣殿里边，他把那个赶出一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖割之人的凳子，然后对他们说：“你们把我父的殿变成贼窝了。”
It wasn't really anything wrong with the money changers and what they were doing, because the people that would come to Jerusalem for the Passover had to give their coin in a particular coin, and they had to get their everyday money changed in order to give the right offering.
所以呢，这个其实换钱这件事儿并没有什么错误或者怎么样，因为呢，这些人带来的钱呢，跟在圣殿里面用来他们那个钱呢是不一样的，所以他把它换成可以通用的这样货币，这个来献祭，这个本身并没有问题。
But there was a whole lot of fraud that was taken.
但是这个其中有很多的欺诈。
The money changers were taking advantage of the.
这个换钱的人在利用这个机会。
Well, what about the animals? There was nothing wrong with the animals being in the temple either.
在那个圣殿里边有这个献祭的动物也没有问题，也没有错。
Because people that come such far distances and in their mode of travel, they really couldn't bring their animal that they were going to offer as a sacrifice with them, so they could buy one in.
因为好多人呢，他们是从很远的地方这样子到耶路撒冷，那他们不能就是带着动物这样过来是很不太现实的，所以他们可以到耶路撒冷买这个，就到这个买了动物去献祭。
So when they would buy their animal, assured that it was a perfect animal and would be accepted for sacrifice, they had to take it into the temple to the priest, and he had to inspect it, and oftentimes he would find some little problem to reject the animal for sacrifice.
所以他们要买这个动物必须是完美无瑕的，然后呢才能去献祭。他们会把这个买的这个祭物呢，这个动物呢带到祭司面前。那祭司如果说发现他觉得他不合格的话，那他这个祭物就不能献。
And the early historians tell us that the sellers of the animals and the priest were colluding together to sell a perfect animal, but then the priest would find something wrong, reject it, they'd have to go back and buy another animal to bring, and the priest and the seller of the animal was colluding together.
所以呢，这个早期的历史学家有记录，就是当时的这个卖这个祭物献祭的这个动物的这些商贩呢，跟这个祭司呢，他们中间就勾结起来。比如这个人他来献祭的，他买了一个挺完美的一个动物一个祭物，他带上去了，但是这个祭司说不行，拒绝了，这个人还得回去再买，那中间就有这个更多的这个利益嘛，那这个祭司跟这个商贩两个人就勾结起来，可以就是他们都得益处。
That's why Jesus was angry. He was angry becauseThey were deluding and polluting the house of God, the place of prayer, for their own fraud and their own enrichment.
所以主耶稣很愤，就是愤怒，因为他们在这个把这个神的圣殿给污染了，他们把这个就是变成一个欺诈跟这个赚钱这样的污染的地方，本来应该是祷告的殿。
So there's another incident that takes place on the second day of Holy Week.
圣周的第二天还有一些事情发生。
Just the day after Jesus was riding his donkey into Jerusalem,
就像主耶稣骑着驴进到耶路撒冷的时候，
he was walking with his disciples and he saw a fig tree.
然后他跟门徒呢就一起走过去，看到一个无花果树。
He was hungry.
那主耶稣饿了。
And the fig tree had many leaves and was very beautiful, so they went expecting to harvest some fruit to eat.
就是他是早晨回城的时候，就是说他离开那个城的时候，这个树呢长得很枝繁叶茂的，所以呢主耶稣就去找那个果子。
But when they got there and they parted the leaves, there was no fruit.
然后在这个枝繁叶茂中间找，一个那个无花果都没看着，都没看到无花果树。
So Jesus in his anger, he cursed the fig tree.
所以主耶稣呢就咒诅了这棵树。
So why did he do that?
那主耶稣为什么要咒诅这棵树呢？无花果树呢？
I've been asked before as a Bible teacher why the tree was innocent. Why Why would Jesus curse an innocent tree?
那我作为教那个以前教圣经，那我就去问，就是问大家，也问我自己，就是说，那主耶稣为什么要咒诅这样一棵好像挺无辜的无花果树呢？
There's a point here somewhere.
在这里边其实是有个要点的。
The point is simply this.
简单的就是。
Do you know Jesus and on a personal relationship?
你跟主耶稣是个有个人的关系吗？
Or do you just know the language?
或者你只是知道这些术语，基督徒的术语。
You see, Jesus had no time for those that just looked pretty.
然后 have time?
Yeah, had no time for.
主耶稣对那个外表上很光鲜艳丽的这个外表的东西，他不太有时间。
He wanted those that really truly love him and know him as a on a personal relation.
他想知道你这个些人或者这。这些人是不是跟他有一个个人的关系，真正的有一个关系？
We learn the language, don't we?
我们能够学会这种怎么说，对不对？
Let me tell you a little story just happened about 2 weeks ago.
让我告诉大家一个故事，大概就两个星期以前发生的。
Barbara and I were missionaries in the Turks and Caicos Islands way back 50 years ago.
那五十年前，我跟我的太太是这个 Turkish 的去，就是加勒比海岛上的一个小岛上的宣教士。
From the very time that we set foot on the island, there was a lady that began to come to our Bible studies and our worship, and she was very, very faithful.
然后呢，我们一踏上那个小岛，就有一位女士，她非常的就是出席，非常的忠，就是忠实的出席我们的查经和敬拜。
So now, just a few weeks ago, she passed on across the river into heaven to be with Jesus.
那就是几个星期以前，他真的是跨过这个死亡之河进入天堂。
And so my telephone rings, and the pastor of the church he says, "Brother Fred," he said, "the family of Sister Netta wants you to come back and preach her funeral."
然后呢，他那个几个星期以前我就接到这个牧师的电话，说这位姐妹她过世了，那他们的家庭呢就希望你能来主持葬礼。
So I went to Miami. I got on an airplane. I flew down to one of the islands close to where we were.
所以呢，我们就坐飞机从迈阿密飞到了不是那个小岛上，是附近的一个小岛上。
One of the little boys that used to come around our house, he met me at the airport. He's a big, tall guy now.
那原来在我们来我们那儿一个小男孩，原来小小的，现在都已经是一个又高大的一个成人了。他就来机场接我。
He said, "Brother Fred, I'm here to take you to the ferry so you can go to North Caicos where we have been missionaries."
他就说我在这儿接你去坐这个渡船，然后你可以到原来你们就宣教的那个小岛上。
So he took me 8 miles to the ferry.
所以他就带着我跟我去那个坐渡船。
I went in a nice little office to buy a ticket to board the ferry.
那我当然要先去买船票。
And a lady sold me a ticket, and she said, "Now." It's going to be a little while before the ferry goes, so you can sit over here in the air conditioning. You don't have to sit outside in the sun.
他说这个你现在买了船呢，要开还有一阵儿，所以你可以坐在里边。我们这里边是有空调的，你不用坐在外边比较热。
I was so grateful. I went over and I sat down in my chair.
然后我就很感谢，我就坐在那儿。
In just a little while, a man came in to buy a ticket, and he was. I thought to myself, I know this young man.
然后又过了一阵呢，又有一位人呢，他就过来买票。我就看着他，我说好像我应该是认识这位人，这位年轻人的。
But he looked at me and he said hello, but he didn't recognize me after all these years.
然后他就看到我，他就打了声招呼，但是他已经没有这么多年过去，他没有认出来我。
And he went over to this lady that was selling tickets, and he bought his ticket for the ferry. But then he began to try to have a conversation with this lady that was inappropriate.
然后呢，这个男士呢，他买了票以后，他就开始跟这个卖票的女士谈话，但是他那些谈话内容都挺不合宜的。
She wasn't having any part with him. She wouldn't enter into the conversation.
然后这位女子卖票的女士，她就不再跟他继续交谈。
But he turned around to where I was sitting, and he tried to get me to join him in his conversation.
然后呢，他转头看到我，他又想让我加入这个谈话。
I said, "Oh no, 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 no!" I said, "Sir, what is your name?"
然后我就说， 不行不行，我说先生你的名字是什么，你是谁？
My name is Chris.
他说我的名字是 Chris.
Okay, what's your last name?
我说那你的姓是什么呢？
He said my name is Smith.
他说我的史密斯，我的姓是史密斯。
Oh, I said, yeah, I know your mother, Miss. I knew your mother, Miss Trudy.
然后我说，哦，是你啊，我认识你妈妈。
And I know your father, Robert.
我知道你爸爸是那个罗伯特。
And his eyes opened up like this.
然后他的眼睛就张大了。
All of a sudden, his speech changed.
然后突然之间，他的那个讲话的语气、内容都变了。
And he said, "Who are you?"
他就说，你是谁呀、啊？
I said, I'm Brother Fred.
我说我是那个温弟兄。
And he said, and then all of a sudden his speech began to be very appropriate.
然后这一下子他的这个讲话呢就比较合宜了，就不再有那种出那种不合宜的话讲话了。
He was surprised to see me.
他很吃惊，他竟然在这个地方见到我。
You know, if we serve Jesus, Jesus wants more than just pretty leaves on the tree.
所以如果我们服侍神，主耶稣可不是只想看到我们这个树上有这个漂亮的叶子。
He wants to push back the leaves.
他想把这个叶子给推看看这个里边找。
And harvest the fruit.
然后主耶稣想要的是这个果子。
So Jesus cleared the temple.
所以呢，主耶稣就洁净了圣殿。
A few years ago, a family was visiting in New Orleans, Louisiana.
所以呢，几年以前的一些我。就是一个家庭呢，他们去这个新奥尔良去那里游玩去参观。
Just happened to be on Palm Sunday that they were there.
正好他们去游览的那天呢，就是中资主日。
As they were walking around in the French Quarter that Sunday morning, they saw people selling paintings and handmade items.
他们在那个新奥尔良，他们有个法国区。然后呢，他们就在那边呢，这个有个广场，在广场上有人就卖画作呀，卖手工品之类的。
Alongside of these items were fortune tellers and other soothsayers.
然后呢，不仅有这些，还有旁边还有算命的，还有做那个塔罗牌，那也是一种算命的算那种东西。
They said they were not particularly shocked at this sight of these people because kind of that's what you'd expect in New York.
他们也并不一定就是不足为奇，因为这是在新奥尔良嘛。
But they said what concerned them so much was is that all of these people were on the property of the largest church in New Orleans.
他们让他们就是引起震惊的，就是说所有的这些活动都发生在什么地方呢？就是新奥尔良最大的一个教堂外边，是他们的那个是他们的地盘，然后再有这些东西进行。
Their son was in the sixth grade and he was walking along with them and he said to his mother, he said, "Mother, I see now why Jesus cleansed the temple."
然后他就是说。这时候有个小男孩呢，他大概六年级，他跟他父母一起走。他说：“妈，我现在知道为什么，我现在能够理解主耶稣洁净圣殿时的那种心情了，那种感受了。”但是我们在这方面，我们看到主耶稣人性的一面。
We also see that Jesus sat in a place where he was overlooking Jerusalem, and he wept for Jerusalem.
然后主耶稣所在的这个地方，他能够看到整个耶路撒冷，他也为耶路撒冷痛哭。
Jesus said to those people in the temple, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of thieves."
主耶稣说，经上记得说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
So he cursed the fig tree. He set the light now.
所以第二天的主耶稣呢，就是洁净了圣殿，咒诅了这个无花果树。
This day, Palm Sunday is somewhat bittersweet, isn't it?
这个其实中资主日其实是一个悲喜交集的一个日子，就是又觉得很甘甜，又觉得有点苦苦的。
The people holding the parade for Jesus could not see what was going to happen in the next few days.
那些拿着棕树枝欢迎主耶稣的人，他们其实可是没有看见再有几天会发生什么。
But today, this day of joyful celebration and worship of Jesus.
今天是一个充满欢庆的庆典，然后也在赞美耶稣。
We know that the cross is coming.
但是我们知道，从我们这方面先来看，这个十字架就在前面，就降临很离得很近了。
And those people that were waving their palm branches in just a few days, we know that they're going to be changing their language completely.
我们就知道说，这些拿着棕树枝欢迎主耶稣的人，再过几天，他们的这个语言，他们的就全部都变了。
Shouting Hosanna, Hosanna.
他们现在喊着说何撒那，何撒那。
And just 5 days later, they're shouting Crucify.
但是只过了几天，他们就会大声喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
If you have, let's take a look at this PowerPoint, please.
让我们现在进到这个幻灯片的第二下面。
Now he says in Luke 19:36, and as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near to the descent of Mount of Olives.The whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice.
所以呢，当主耶稣路加福音十九章第三十六节说，当将近耶路撒冷走的时候，主耶稣去进城的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。
Yeah, let's go to the next slide, please.
然后我们去下一个，还有三十七节，我们去下一个幻灯片。
Saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord."
当时他们就大声喊着说。他们都当时呢，这些人呢就欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说：“奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。”
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
And next slide, please.
下一张幻灯片。
And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples."
众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，责备你的门徒吧。”
But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out."
耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
So this morning, could you say Hosanna with me, everyone together?
所以今天早上是不是我们每个人都可以跟我一起说何撒那
？Hosanna.
何撒那
？Ah, Jesus said the stones would cry out. Maybe the seats would have to praise God if you don't.
如果我们不开口，闭口不言，也许我们的椅子都会站起来。就是称颂神，呼叫起来。
And the time is getting away, so let me skip through some of this. So,
因为我的时间不够，所以我中间的内容要跳过一些。
Okay. We see. And my computer keeps doing funny things here.
然后我现在我的电脑好像不太灵光。
So here it is. Now it's not going to be long before this same crowd is standing before.Pilate, and they're saying, Pilate says, "Who do you suggest that I release unto you?"
然后呢，没过几天，当在耶稣面临审判的时候呢，同样的人群，当比拉多说，你们让我释放谁呢
？They said, "Barabbas."
他们就说巴拿巴。
Crucify Jesus.
钉他，耶稣钉他十字架。
Isn't that amazing?
你这个是不是令人很震惊
？I wonder why they would want Barabbas instead of Jesus.
我都不明白，说为什么他们是要一个罪犯巴拿巴，而不要耶稣呢
？What had Barabbas ever done except to rob and steal and cause pain and many victims' lives?
这个巴拿巴所做的什么呢？就是去抢劫、去偷窃、去杀害，然后让很多无辜的人这样子，就是让人家家庭破碎这样的。
Let me give you this little story, and I'll close here in a moment or two.
然后我再给大家讲个小故事，我这就结束。
There's a story told about an ancient village in Spain.
他说在那个西班牙呢有一个古老的一个村庄。
The villagers learned that the king would pay a visit.
他们就讲到说，村民们听说国王要来访问。
In 1,000 years, a king had never come to this village.
这一千年来呢，国王从未到过这个村庄。
So the excitement grew.
所以大家都很兴奋。
We must prepare a big celebration, they said.
他们就说：“哎呀，国王要来了，我们要举行一场盛大的庆典来欢迎国王。”
The villagers all agreed.
大家都同意。
But it was a poor village, and there weren't many resources.
但他们这个村庄挺贫穷的，他们没有很多的资源。
So somebody came up with a classic idea.
所以有个人想了一个很好的主意。
Since many of the villagers made their own wine, the idea was for everyone in the village to bring a large cup of the best wine that they had.
所以因为这些村民呢他们都会酿酒，所以他的这个主意呢想法就是说，我们每个村民都把自己带一杯一大杯我们酿的最好的酒。
And so everyone was to bring their cup and to pour it into a large vat to, with everybody, all of it mixed together.
所以呢这个主意就是说，每个人把他们的最好的那一杯酒带来，然后倒到那个预备好的一个大桶里边，这样就有最好的酒在一起。
So when the king comes, he will be very much impressed because he will taste some wonderful wine.
所以当这个国王来的时候呢，那国王就会有个惊喜，就是他可以尝到这个最好最美好的酒，最好的美酒。
The people climbed the small stairway and poured their gifts through a small opening in the top. And
所以大家就开始都来献自己的礼物，他们就爬到那个小梯子上，把酒倒进那个桶顶的那个小口。
Finally, the wine vat was filled.
哇，最终这个装酒的这个桶又满了。
The king arrived and he was escorted to the square.
所以国王来了，他被护送到广场。
Given a silver cup and was told to draw some wine.
给他一个那个银子的杯子，告知说他可以来舀酒喝。
Which was supposed to represent the very best that the villagers had to offer.
这要代表就是这个村民们所给他的最好的。
So he placed the cup under the spigot.
所以他就把这个酒就放在那个水龙头的那个酒龙头的下边。
He turned the handle.
他就打开手柄。
And he drank the wine.
他就开始喝那个酒。
But it wasn't wine, it was water.
但是呢，却不是酒，却是水。
You see, every villager reasoned, if I don't take my wine, I just take a cup of water and mix it with everybody else's wine, the king will never know.
所以每个村民其实都想的就是说，我把最好的酒留着，我就把那个换成水倒进去，但是那个桶里边那么多酒，国王是不会觉察的。
But the problem was everybody had the same thought.
但是问题是大家的想法都一样。
And the king was greatly dishonored.
所以这个你想想吧，这就是对国王极大的羞辱。
So are we giving him our best?
所以我们真正给神的是我们最好的吗？
Or is it so easy to sit back and say, well, there are so many, I don't really need to do much.
所以有时候可能坐在旁边说，哎呀，那么多人都在做那么多事儿，我就坐在那儿不用做什么。
When we're serving Jesus, we want to give him our very best.
所以当我们服侍耶稣的时候，我们要把最好的给他。
I had a question, and I'll leave you with this thought. My question. I don't have an answer for this.
我有一个问题，我就是让大家去思想，我也没有答案。
My question is, out of that vast crowd of people at the parade of Jesus riding his donkey.
就是那些那么多的群众在那里欢迎主耶稣，当主耶稣骑着驴进城的时候。
How many of them actually followed him to the cross?
那到底有多少人真正跟随主耶稣一直跟到十字架呢？
We know his mother did.
我们知道主耶稣的母亲在场。
We know John did.
我们知道那个约翰在场。
But we don't really know of many others, do we?
然后到底还有谁在场？我们不知道。
I hope there was more there.
我希望呢有更多的人在场。
And if I was there, I hope that I would have been there.
如果我是当时在举着棕树枝欢迎主耶稣的那个，我希望我也在主耶稣钉十字架的时候我也在场。
But what we can do today?
那我们今天可以做什么呢？
Is to make sure that we purpose in our heart that wherever Jesus leads us, we're going to go.
所以我们心里要就是有这个定义，下这个决心，就是说，不管主耶稣他走到哪儿，我们就跟到哪儿。
And I want to offer the best that I have to give to Jesus, not just the water.
把我们最好的给耶稣，而不是只是水。
Amen. Let us pray.
阿门。让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful truth of the Scripture.
真的是为圣经上这个奇妙。